time to meet the men from the ministry. We're off for a spin in government circles with Norma Ronald, Ronald Badley, John Graham, and the men from the ministry, Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Yes, we're back in the world of the civil service, a world of selfless men devoted to duty in many, many forms, all of which must be completed in triplicate. One vital function is backing up Britain's defence chiefs as they keep the armed forces ready for action.
Tomorrow's exercise Water At is designed to test the Army's ability to cross a wide stretch of water and storm a naval base. I want to check that all preparations are on top line. Rubberized clothing and waterproof weapons.
All laid on, sir.
There's an officer in charge of the seaborne landing.
Captain Naylor.
With means of communication.
By loud hailer.
Code words for identifying friendly naval personnel.
Hello, sailor.
Good. So the operation is planned to the last detail. We storm up the beach, having made a fast approach across the water. Anyone see any snags?
Well, there is one little thing, sir.
Speak up, Harris. What is it?
We haven't any boats.
Good point. Exercise postponed for a fortnight. Could get onto the Ministry of Defence and ask them to let us have 5,000 light rubber boats.
Hello, General Assistant Department, Richard Lamb speaking. You want what kind of help? I'm sorry, that equipment's fully employed already.
Who was that to?
The Department of Energy, wanting to borrow our oil stove. People don't seem to realise we've things to do.
Yes, I know. Well, let's get on, shall we? Yes. Now, I think we should try a new layout on this, you know.
You sure, man. It might make things more difficult.
No. All part of the challenge. Now, we could put the waste paper bin behind the desk and chip the ball in with a wedge.
That's not fair. You know I'm no good at the tricky stuff. Hmm? Time I got back to my own office. There's an awful lot of work to be done.
Work, too?
Yes. Plans for the office outing, the poster for the social club's bingo night. So, if you'll excuse me.
Oh, very well, if that's how you feel. I mean, please yourself. Oh, well, I just have to tackle this on my own, I suppose. Now, let me put the bin over there, I think. That's it now. Now, a little bit of wrist needed here, I think. Oh, I say. That's rather good, eh? It's wonderful what you can do if you take care of your body.
Oh, sorry to interrupt, Mr. Lennox Brown, just when you're having a what's-his-name.
Yes? Well, what is it, Crawley?
The man from the Arts Council is here to see you.
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't possibly see him today. I'm up to my eyes. And Crawley, pop down to the reception, would you? They have some important papers for me.
Oh, cabinet papers?
No, racing papers. Fetch them up here, there's a good chap.
Righty-ho, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Arts Council, bunch of loafers. Now, wonder if I can do that again. Now then, bit of wrist again, I think. Yeah, here we go. Ah. Oh, dear. Yes, I've hit the extension telephone. Never mind, that phone hasn't worked for years. Oh, Lord. Hello? I'm terribly sorry. I sliced my shot.
What are you talking about? What's happening, Lennox Brown?
Oh, it's you, Sir Gregory.
I've an important job for General Assistance Department, and you'll need to be on the ball.
Oh, I am, Sir Gregory. Yes, indeed, yes.
The Ministry of Defence wants you to buy 5,000 rubber boats.
My word, that's a lot of boats, isn't it? They're having some kind of regatta.
Exercise.
Ah, yes, well, very wise. Some of those defence chaps are awfully flabby. Yeah. Could do with a spot of exercise.
Lennox Brown, these boats are urgently required for an army amphibious exercise. Now get on with it and no slip-ups.
Rely on me, Sir Gregory. I'll just jot it down on my blotter.
5,000 light rubber boats for an army exercise. 5,000.
5,000 light rubber boats for army exercise. Right. Yes, I'll give it my full personal attention, sir. And please give my kindest regards to Lady Pitkin. Operator must cut us off.
Your papers, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Oh, thank you, Crawley, yes. Just had my friend Sir Gregory on the phone, wondering if I could help him with a little job.
Oh.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, I promised him he'd have my full personal attention, so I want Mr. Lamb to get on with it at once.
I'll tell him to pull out his what's-his-name. So, what sort of job is it?
Oh, some defence nonsense. I wrote the details on my blotter here.
All righty-ho, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Yes, well, I shan't be in for the rest of the day. If the Ministry of Defence ring, tell them I'm at the Foreign Office.
And if the Foreign Office ring?
I'm at the Ministry of Defence. Right, well, cheerio, Crawley. See Mr. Lamb, gets that in hand, won't you?
Now, what's he put on his blotter? 3:30, 7-year itch, may be scratched. Soho sauna, ask for Ingrid.
Crawley, where's LB?
Well, he nipped off, Mr. Lamb, but he made a note of something he wants you to do. I'm trying to find it on his blotter.
Perhaps I can help. Now, let's see.
Oh, Rejuveno, 150 per box. What's that?
A pill someone recommended for restoring youthful vitality.
Did he take them?
For 2 days. Then they brought him out in teenage spots.
Oh, this must be it. Buy 5,000 something for army exercise. Can you make out these words?
5,000 light... looks like rubber boots.
You're right about rubber, but is that boots?
Oh, sure to be. For an army exercise. I mean, from my knowledge of military affairs, I'd say they need them to
keep the feet dry?
Exactly, yes. I must get this in hand straight away. I'll tell my secretary to do it at once.
My word, Mr. Lamb. You're a real ball of what's-his-name.
Ah, Mildred, I've a vital task to do, and I want you to do it at once.
I'm still on this other job you give me, Mr. Lamb. Now, you said it was top priority.
What is it?
Your laundry list.
Oh. Well, I'm afraid that'll have to wait. You've got it wrong anyway. The pleased starch goes against the collars, not the underwear. Oh.
I'm sorry, Mr. Lamb.
I haven't got long. I'm taking Anthea Fit from Pensions out to lunch.
Oh, good for you, Mr. Lamb.
While I'm gone, get the name and address of our footwear supplier from the file and send them the following letter.
Oh, hang on, there's a pencil somewhere. Oh, yeah. It's propping open me makeup case. Yeah,
right, now then. Dear sirs, please supply 5,000 boots, light, rubber, soldiers for the use of. Ministry of Defence specification. Charge General Assistance Department, yours, etc. I think that covers it. Anthea Fitz should be here at any minute. Ah, Miss Fitz.
Now, look, if we are going out to lunch, Mr. Lamb, we'd better be off. Mustn't be late back.
Yes, of course. Forge my signature on that letter, Mildred, and post it straight away, will you?
It's awfully kind of you to ask me, Mr. Lamb. I hope you won't be too extravagant.
Oh, not at all. I've got quite enough sandwiches for two. And I know a jolly good seat on the embankment where we can watch the coal barges go by.
My dear chap, of course you can have my check. I just thought you'd sooner wait till Godiva's won the 4:30 and then you'd be owing me. Save paperwork, you see. Look, I can't say I like your attitude. I've a good mind to place my wages elsewhere. Place them where? How dare you? Now, look here. No, just a minute. I didn't mean it. I was just... Hello. I haven't given you my bet for Godiva yet. Hello. Oh, dear. Poor old Godiva. Another outing with nothing on.
Sorry to butt in, Mr. Lennox Brown, but the man from the Arts Council's still hoping to see you.
Oh, dear me. I'd forgotten all about him. Yeah. Tell him I'm tied up, would you?
Well, I told him that last time.
Well, then tell him I'm tied down.
Righty-ho, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Now, where can I place this bet? There must be some bookie I can sneak up on. General Assistance Department, Lennox Brown sneaking. Speaking.
Ah, got you at last. Your phone's been engaged for 20 minutes.
Ah, Sir Gregory. Yes. Well, now, I've been sorting out a problem with the livestock section.
What about the boats?
Oh, I'm so glad to hear. Boats?
5,000 boats ordered last week by the Ministry of Defence people. Where are they?
They have that ugly building at the end of Whitehall, Sir Gregory. You know, with the chip paint and the little bit of...
I know where the defence people are, man. I want to know where the boats are.
And the gas mask hanging in the window. Pardon?
The rubber boats, man. Tell whoever does the work at your place the defence people want their 5,000 rubber boats, and they want them now.
Just one moment, Sir Gregory. Mildred, ask Mr. Lamb to come in, will you? Now, don't worry, Sir Gregory, you can rely on me, and my kindest regards to Lady Pitkin.
Hello, Anne. If it's about the holiday rota, I've marked you down for the whole of August, as usual.
No. It's that order for the Ministry of Defence. I hope you haven't forgotten.
Of course not. The stuff's just arrived.
Good. What sort of size did you order?
Standard sizes.
No, I mean, how many men do you think they'll get in them?
Oh, I'd say... One?
Well, obviously they want to put 2 or 3 soldiers in each.
Well, I know the government's making spending cuts, but that seems ridiculous.
Ridiculous?
I mean, if each soldier can't have his own pair of rubber boots, well, they won't have a leg to stand on.
Did you say rubber boots,
well,
too?
That's what we're talking about, isn't it? 5,000 rubber boots you told me to order for the Ministry of Defence. They're already downstairs.
I think I'll just sit down a minute.
Right, I'll go and check the rubber boots and then we can...
Two!
Yes?
The order was for 5,000 rubber boats. B-O-A-T-S, boats.
Boats, but... I mean, the point is... Oh. Thank goodness we're both established staff.
Established you may be, but Sir Gregory can still transfer you to archives at Ballymucky.
But that's in the Outer Hebrides. He wouldn't dare do that for just one teeny little mistake.
Two, defence urgently want 5,000 boats which they haven't got. What we have got is 5,000 boots which no one wants, and we'll have to pay for them. If you've got that in your head, you've got it in a nutshell.
I suppose Ballymucky might not be bad in the summer.
I'm told they don't have one.
I wonder if I could return those boots. Can I borrow the intercom one? Mildred, get the name and number of that boot firm, will you, and bring in a copy of our letter.
Oh, you've let me down on this one, too. Have I got to do everything myself?
But when this wouldn't have happened if you'd written it properly instead of scribbling it on your blotter between your pool's perm and a recipe for beetroot gin.
Here you are, Mr. Lamb. Fosdick footwear.
Oh, thank you. Exchange, get me Upper Claithwick 4422, please, and ask for the manager. We're in trouble, Mildred, and I thought today was going to be a happy day. I had a good omen.
What was that, Mr. Lamb?
Well, while I was shaving, the toast caught fire as usual.
Well, is that good?
Not normally, but today the coffee boiled over and put it out. Hello, Fosdick Footwear. This is the General Assistance Department at the Ministry.
All right, Fosdick here. You get the boats all right?
Yes.
Oh, lovely boat. Worth double the price. Strong, smart, durable.
We were wondering if you'd take them back.
Take them back? That rubbish? Not likely. Had the old staff on overtime to make them for you.
Well, they're strong, smart, durable, and worth double...
Can't do all that. Now mark it for them. Any road, what could I do with 5,000 boats all the same foot?
Well, you could... What?
There'd be no use to us. It seemed an odd order in your letter, but he as pets the piper, but as the parsnips.
Odd? Oh, but what's odd about our letter? Mildred, let me see that copy. Dear sirs, please supply 5,000 boots, right rubber, soldiers for the use of... Oh.
Two, what's the matter with it? That sounded like right boots.
5,000 right boots. It did seem odd, like the army hopping into battle on one foot. But I was not to reason why.
But couldn't you see it was a typing error? Why didn't you query it?
We don't query ministry orders. 5,000 right boats you ordered, and 5,000 right boots you've got. Don't you ministry folk play silly bunglers with me.
I'm ever so sorry, Mr. Lamb. That typewriter's got a mind of its own.
It's a pity we can't say the same of you.
Well, too, a pretty pickle you've landed yourself in.
Brown.
Well, speaking for myself, I'm going home. Yes, it's gone three, and I have a heavy weekend ahead of me.
Why, you can't just walk off to the station?
I don't intend to. I shall take a taxi, as usual. Right, carry on, too, Mildred.
Have a nice weekend.
He don't care, does he?
He will when Sir Gregory hears about this. Then the boot will be on the other side of his face.
Yeah, Sir Gregory's in a bad mood and all. He flattened Mr. Crawley's bowler hat down to the brim yesterday.
Well, I suppose it could have been worse.
Well, not much. It was still on Mr. Crawley's head.
Just think, when this gets out, public money spent on 5,000 boots, one-footed, unwanted, no one for the use of. There'll be questions in the House. All that stuff about government waste.
Squanderbugs at the ministry.
This is all your fault. You'll stay late tonight and get on with those redundancy reports.
We ain't got no redundancy reports.
We have now, and the first one's yours.
Oh, Mr. Lamb.
Unless we can find a solution. 5,000 boots, I ask you. 5,000 pairs we might have sold, but 5,000 all the same foot. It's like trying to sell a skipping rope to a man with gout.
Here, Mr. Lamb, I think you got it.
Gout?
No, the answer. You said 5,000 pairs we could sell.
Well, obviously people could use pairs.
So order 5,000 left boots and make up the pairs.
Mildred, you could be right. Make it 5,000 pairs of boots.
Yeah.
Then we can advertise them in those Saturday paper postal bargains. You know, where they offer ex-naval officers' horsehair underwear and ex-police women's outsized linoleum pyjamas. You know. Just one snag.
What's that?
Will Fosdick help? And could he send 5,000 left boots by Monday before the storm breaks?
Of course he will. More overtime for the staff. Now, here we are. Upper Claithwick, 4422.
Morning, too.
Afternoon, one. Hope you had a good weekend.
Oh, not bad at all. Racing on Friday and Saturday. Yesterday I played a spot of golf.
Oh, how was it?
Did rather well, as a matter of fact. Went round the dining room in 3 under par.
Isn't it time you tried a proper golf course?
Oh, I'm not sure I'm ready for that yet. Shove the paper bin over here, will you, and pass the balls from the filing cabinet.
Yeah, that's right.
Confidential draw, that's right. Mm.
I hope you didn't let our little footwear crisis spoil your weekend.
I'll try from here, I think. There we are.
Hmm? Only, I've got some good news for you.
Oh, yeah.
After you'd gone on Thursday, I had rather a brilliant idea. There's a delivery arriving today which should solve the problem.
Ah, that's better. That's good, isn't it? Problem? Oh, the boot business, yes. Ah, well, I fixed all that on Friday, too. Yes, no need to get excited about these things. Move the bin back a bit, would
yeah,
you?
Yeah, just a minute. You fixed the boot business?
A question of selling off a lot of right boots, wasn't it? Yes, well, I met this fellow in the bar at Sandown, some kind of a dealer. He agreed to take the lot. Sent his van to pick him up on Saturday.
You sold the boots? They've gone?
Well, of course, I mean, he won't pay cost price. He's breaking them up, I think. Still, the main thing is we got rid of them. I think as bad as being stuck with a lot of right boots.
I wouldn't bank on that one.
You said you had some good news for me.
I'm not sure you'll want to hear it now.
Well, I think I'll just try that shot again.
Sorry to interrupt, but I just thought you'd like to know the 5,000 left boots have arrived.
Two? I don't understand. What?
I wonder what the digs are like at Ballymucky.
Aye, Mother, do you read this on the front page? Great boat scandal. £4 million worth of rubber boots, all left-footed, lie rotting in London. Bought by the government, they have been neither used nor paid for. When asked about this, a government spokesman who would not give his name said he had nothing to say. Isn't it marvellous? £5 million down the drain, and you had to pay a tenner on your new teeth.
I should like to ask the minister if he is aware that £10 million of public money has been spent on redundant left boots. There have been many recent cases of government waste, notably these left-footed boots, and I should like to know what steps the government means to take in these.
Here, Mr. Crawley, is it true the government Lieutenant are going to resign over them boots?
Well, I don't think they'll actually resign, Mildred. Sir Gregory's given Mr. Lamb and LB 24 hours to find a good use for the boots. After that, it's the axe.
The axe? You mean Mr. Lennox Brown and Mr. Lamb beheaded in the Tower of London? Oh, they wouldn't do that just for... Will they let us watch?
It's just an expression, Mildred.
Oh.
Oh, here, I've got to do something about Mr. Gross.
Mr. Gross?
Yes, Mr. Gross from the Arts Council. I'll have to interrupt them, even if they are having a crisis meeting. Excuse me, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Oh, one moment, Crawley, please. Now, this is urgent, too. The trickiest problem we've had. We can't relax till we've got the answer.
Yes, but...
There's no buts about it. Now, look what it says in this paper. The competition closes tomorrow.
But the boots, what are we going to do about the boots?
I can't understand it. I cut them out every day and put them in the urgent train. No one ever touches that.
This department's on the brink of disaster, and all you can think about is winning 10 top disco records.
Not so, too. They're also offering £50 in cash. You can have the records. You can play them on your island in the Hebrides.
But Mr. Lennox Brown...
I can't see any way out.
Well, it's no use getting excited. Now, keep calm and maybe it'll all knit together.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Lennox Brown, but that Arts Council person's still waiting to see you.
Oh, well, I can't see him now. Far too much on hand.
We ought to see him, Wan. We can't afford to upset more people.
Oh, very well, Crawley. Yes. Tell Mildred to let him in, will you?
Righty-ho, Mr. Lennox Brown.
How they expect us to work with all these visitors, I don't know.
We shan't get many visitors at Ballymuckie. The boat goes out from the mainland just four times a year. And only comes back twice.
Well, it's no good being morbid, too.
24 hours to get rid of 5,000 left boots. That's more than 3.5 boots a minute.
Sir.
Ah, come in, my dear chap. Take a chair.
I'm Gross.
Never mind, you can have the big chair.
I do apologise for keeping you waiting. A bit of a crisis, I'm afraid.
Oh, not at all, not at all. The boots on the other foot.
Pardon?
I should apologise for pestering you, but the Arts Council's organising this tour of the jungle areas of South America. Now, we heard that you were the people to fit us out. Tropical rations, mosquito netting, that sort of thing.
Well, I'm not sure that...
No, it's all tremendously exciting. We'll be visiting all the South American states, but most of the time we'll be in the state of paranoia.
I can well believe it.
In paranoia, they still have actual headhunters, you know. Our aim is to show them the British way of life. You know the sort of thing. Discussion groups, Midsummer Night's Dream, cricket.
Cricket?
In collaboration with the Sports Council, of course. And football. They play some football already, apparently, but all barefoot. We've got to teach them, you see, to wear boots.
Oh, well, that's very interesting, Mr. Slob.
Did you say you were going to get the headhunters to wear boots?
For football, you see. More civilised than barefoot. Don't know how they'll take it, of course.
They could find it strange at first, unless, of course, you... silly, I mean, unless you get them used to it gradually, do you see? Say, start them off with just one boot each.
Start them off with... Oh, what a wonderful idea! You mean each player has one boot and one barefoot?
Excellent thought.
Oh, just one snag, though. Where on earth could one get a large number of boots all the same foot?
I don't want to... I mean, I don't want to promise anything, but... We might be able to help you,
Doc. Oh, you general assistant chaps are remarkable. Sure you don't mind?
Not at all, my dear chap. No, I mean, we'll have them delivered with your tropical netting and the mosquito ration.
Oh, splendid. I mustn't keep you any longer. I've got to choose the plays we're putting on for the headhunters. I thought Midsummer Night's Dream, Look Back in Anger.
How about one for the pot?
Excellent. Oh, dear, you have been kind. Bye-zee-bye.
You see, too? I said it would all knit together, didn't I?
Yes, but I never thought we'd find a knit like that.
Lennox Brown, but Mr. Crawley's a bit worried about that job for the milk marketing board.
Ah, yes, yes. We supplied refrigerated lorries to take 1 million gallons of milk from Cornwall to Scotland.
Yes, sir, and they'd gone and done the job, but it turns out the lorries wasn't refrigerated.
Hmm. Well, have them send the stuff direct to the board headquarters.
The milk board?
No, the cheese board. You see, Mildred, the vital thing is to keep calm. I mean, look at that trouble last month with those wretched boots. That wretched boots, I solved that, didn't I?
The payment for the boots has arrived from Paranoia.
Oh, good. Well, get it to the Treasury straight away and that'll balance our books. Sir Gregory will be delighted.
I wouldn't be too sure, then.
What are you looking so worried about? They've paid in full, haven't they?
I don't know. I'm not sure of the rate of exchange.
Rate of exchange? What on earth are you talking about?
Well, how do you work out the value of 10 tons of crocodile eggs and 92 shrunken heads?
Stumbling on as the men from the Ministry were Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Other essential personnel were Norma Ronald, Ronald Badley and John Graham. The program was written and produced by Edward Taylor.